the rest of the story. Today we think nothing of computers that play chess and win. More than 200 years ago, such a device would have been outstanding. It was. There was a machine, an automaton, which its inventor simply called the Turk. It was a life-size robot dressed in robes and a turban and sporting a mustache, and it sat at a large wooden chest with a chess board inlaid in the top. The Turk actually moved the chessmen by extending its left arm and clutching with remarkably facile fingers, and should a challenger make an incorrect move, the robot would shake its head in disapproval. Baron Wolfgang von Kempelen created the Turk in 1769. Over the next 15 years, he exhibited the machine in Vienna and Dresden, in Leipzig and Paris and London. The Turk took on all comers and proved virtually unbeatable. Before each demonstration, von Kempelen would show the audience the Turk's insides, the intricate brass machinery whirring and clattering behind compartment doors in the case. And this invitation to examine the automaton always baffled spectators because most had been convinced that there was a man inside. When the inventor died in 1804, the Turk was purchased by Johann Maelzel, a Bavarian musician with a penchant for tinkering. Maelzel continued to tour the Turk, even brought it to America in 1826. After his death, there were a number of owners, and in 1854, the Turk was destroyed in a museum fire in Philadelphia. Now, those who are familiar with the complexities of chess surely already realize the rest of the story. That no 18th century technology could possibly have produced a chess-playing automaton. There had to have been a man inside. Well, there were, in fact, several. Through the Turk's touring career, a succession of chess masters cleverly concealed behind the mostly prop machinery. Alguerrier was one, Lewis another, Boncourt and Mouret were others, and yet all of those years the Turk was playing exhibition chess matches. Only one challenger, only one ever managed to rattle the supposed machine, and that happened at Schönbrunn Castle in 1809. As many who had witnessed the robot in action, this challenger could not imagine such chess mastery without the assistance of a human mind. But how was he going to expose it? Well, now listen. The Turk's opponent made the first move, pawn to K5, an illegal move. The Turk shook his robotic head, and the challenger retreated one square. The challenger's next move was rook to KR3, and yet because a rook may not jump a pawn, the Turk objected once more. Well, once more, the automaton's opponent was forced to retract the move. Several moves later, the challenger attempted a queenside castle by moving the king three squares, wrong again. And then a knight's move diagonally four squares, wrong again. And finally, after myriad such wrong moves, the exasperated Turk stretched out his left arm and swept the board clean, sending chessmen skittering across the floor in all directions. And that's when the victorious challenger smiled. For you see, he had evoked the one quality possessed by no machine, thereby revealing its humanity. And that was the trait of impatience. It took more than just a good chess player to trick the Turk. It took an exceedingly clever man. Well, he was that, for you see, the challenger was Napoleon Bonaparte. Now you know the rest of the story.